So what if your face knows your story, even the parts that you haven't even spoken out loud? Can someone read your face and tell more about you than you can tell them with them just looking at you? Today we're diving into Chinese face reading with Cindy Tassa, founder of White Mongolia Skin Institute. So she's a woman who blends science, soul, and skin in a way most of the beauty industry never touches. So with a background in neonatal ICU educator and almost a decade elevating aesthetics, Cindy understands that the face is more than skin. It is a literal map. Before we get started, a quick shout out to Dr. Bradley Nelson and iHeartRadio. And if you like what you hear today, please do not forget to like and subscribe so we can continue to provide you with amazing content like we're about to today. And just so you know, Cindy's going to read my face. So stay tuned for that. So, Cindy, how's it going? And for anyone hearing this for the first time, what is Chinese face reading and why has it survived thousands of years?
You bet. I'm doing great, and thank you for having me back. Chinese face reading has been around for thousands of years. I was introduced to it by one of my mentors probably about 15 years ago, and I was blown away. I couldn't believe that she could tell so much about me and who I really am based on what she saw on my face. I love that kind of stuff. And so for years, I had it on my bucket list that I wanted to go to the Lotus Institute in Seattle, Washington, and take the courses for Chinese face reading from Lillian Bridges. Lillian had learned this information from her grandmother, who had, it's an ancestral line that she had been, it's been passed down in her family for generations. And Lillian wrote a textbook. She's was an amazing human being. She has since passed, but like literally an angel walking on earth. And I was just so engrossed in it. And it's very complex. It's very in-depth. You could spend years studying this, as Lillian did, to really get good at it. And I consider myself a novice, but it's so much fun. I just love it. And but there are folks out there that do. You can Google and find someone who's certified in face reading in your area, and they can do it online because you just need to be able to see the face. So it's quite fascinating.
Wow. So why are people so fascinated with what their face means? Like, what does it mean on a deeper level?
Well, I think, at least for me, right? Like my face, I have the classical, beautiful face. I've got pretty normal face. And I was pretty self-conscious about that, honestly, growing up my entire life. I never thought I was pretty. And so, but when you can hear different aspects of your face that maybe you think, and are you're very critical about, but then they actually say something really lovely about who you are, it makes us be able to embrace that particular feature and go, oh, okay, this is a good thing. This is why I have this nose, or what have you. So I feel like it's really beneficial that way. And I just to be honest, I have a lot of fun with my students when I introduce this to them and I point out different things about their personalities and what have you, and they're always like, how'd you know that? And so it's so I don't use it as far as I don't do formal face readings. That isn't what I do, but I do try and use it more for helping people understand the hologram that we are as a human, and that everything is connected. Our emotions affect how we hold our face, which then affect the muscles, which affect the skin and the wrinkles and things like that. But it's not definitely just a straight to straight. There's a lot of esoteric, ancient wisdom and more energetic components to the face reading.
Yeah, I think people love finding out like really like the details about oneself that are so unique to us. And everybody is created so uniquely. And when you can have someone tell you more information about how you are based on your intricate features that nobody else has, that's so interesting. And it makes us feel more individual and more connected to ourselves. For you often say that the face tells the truth even when we don't. Can you explain what that means?
Well, sure. We can, you can say, be real smiley and put on an air of everything is okay, but do too long and certain lines show up. When you start getting lines right up in here, those little crinkle lines, those are disempowerment lines because that's someone smiling and they're not really smiling on the inside. So you can look at someone and when they have those, you're like, oh, be more, just be mean or be mad if you need to, but those people were so programmed to not show their true emotions. And so there's a lot of that. Your subconscious programming really comes through in your face.
Yeah, I'm picturing someone right now who looks like they're forcing a smile, but in their eyes it looks like they want to like freak out or like lose it, and how disconnecting that can be. We've all seen it, definitely. What about, can you walk us through how different zones of the face represent different organs, emotions, or phases of life?
Oh, sure. In Chinese face reading, for ages, for one, we start at the ears, and girls start on the right ear, and it goes around, and like this is birth or conception, and then it goes on around, and then it picks up on the other ear, then it starts at the hairline, and then it comes down. So pretty much, this your ears are, I want to say, up to your are through your teens. Your forehead is your 20s, your eyes are your 30s, your nose is your 40s, your upper lip is your 50s, then your 60s, and then the 70s and 80s come on around the face. And so the
So what do
age
you mean by
markers.
that the forehead is the 20? So what does that mean?
Sure. Well, when we have marks, so you could have wrinkles, scars, hyperpigmented spots. You could have reddened, different colorations in those areas, and they have meaning. So, for example, a good one that I can think of that helps is it was actually my Aflac rep about 8 years ago, and we were just sitting chatting, and somehow this topic came up. And I looked at his ears, and on his right ear, so his left ear is where men start, right about in here, he had two distinct white lines that almost looked like staples right in the pinna of his ear. Just, and he's like, "What can you tell me about my face?" And white is frozen. And I'm like, "Something major happened when you were 10." And he's like, "Really?" And I'm like, "Yeah. So what happened? There was a big loss. There was a big heartbreak. What happened?" And he said, "Oh, you mean my two best friends dying in a car accident at the same time?" Right? And so he marked his ears with that profound situation. And so we do that. I had a student one time years ago who had a spot on her cheek. I can't remember if it was her left or her. I believe it was her left cheek. It was a quite large hyperpigmented spot. And I'm like, oh, something, according to the age map, I'm like, oh, something impressive is going to happen when you're around 57. And she's like, "You mean changing my career and going to aesthetic school?" And so it's a lot of fun when something like that jumps out and I'm able to say, "Hey, at this age," or, "Ooh, this is going to be an exciting time for life." For sure.
Wow, that is
So,
super cool.
and the like the forehead in the 20s. So, when we have big lines in the forehead, these are lessons in our 20s that if the line goes completely across the forehead, that lesson was learned. Sometimes, as we know, all lessons, actually most lessons, don't come with ease. And so what I have found is yes, the line may connect and then go across. I had this. I had many lines on my forehead that didn't connect, and now they connect, and then they lighten as I let go of the emotional baggage, essentially, of that lesson. Then those lines dissipate.
Wow.
And as far as organs go, the mouth is very much about the stomach. The under eyes, this is a kidney area. Your liver is right here, is in your brows, but this is a good place to see the liver. Your cheeks are your lungs. And so then each organ, based on the Chinese five elements, is going to have different emotions and functions that are going to show up on the face. So, for example, I can show you on my cheeks here, you can see, I don't know if you can see these lines, they're like this that cut into my cheeks. Lines that come down on the cheeks. So, when we have smile lines, that's what they are. They're joy lines. When they go way up into the hairline, those are manic lines. That's a mind that's not quieting. When we have lines that come down and cut into the cheeks, those are typically sorrow or grief lines. Mine are actually grief lines that perpetuate on both sides. And I've been doing a lot of work with that grief, so they're much less pronounced than they used to be. And then they come and go. And so then as I look in the mirror, I go, okay, what am I needing to bring forth and to clear and to heal right now? So I use my own face all the time and go, whoa, girlfriend, we got some work to do.
Yeah, like I can now that you're saying that, like different times in my life when I've been with someone consistently, like say I'm visiting a massage therapist like every week, some days I feel like they look a little bit differently to me. And it's like you can see the emotion in their face. And so
Oh,
it's really
yes.
interesting that you can actually determine by the lines on the face. It's interesting. I have this like birthmark pigmentation on the right side of my face that's been here
Okay.
for a really long time.
Sure.
I've always wondered what that could be.
Well, so your right side of your face is your feminine side and also your like personal side. It's the side that we want to kind of keep private. The left side is your masculine and your the side that we present to the public. So when you have folks that have asymmetry from side to side, it's often the left side is more open, the eye is more open, the mouth is maybe even a little bigger or tilted up in the corner of the mouth, right? That says I'm showing you what you want to see. But when the right side of the face is maybe more closed, that means that actually the person is more like protective of the who they really are. They have almost like two roles that they have. They have their private role and then they have their public role. And so with it being on your right side, now those that age, ooh, I don't, it's been a while since I've looked at the map. It makes me wonder. I'll look at it and I will tell you for the next one. But it also, whenever we have things on the right side, I go to what's going on with either your mother, women in your life, or your own femininity, is the first place that I go to. So, is there anything related to that?
Yeah, I definitely have had more masculine traits my whole life, more like independent and had to take on those roles. So maybe it perhaps is like a suppressed femininity.
Sure. Sure. I will look at this and get and come back next time
Yeah,
with what
so the
that is. It
audience,
will,
stay tuned.
yeah, we'll do it. We'll do a quick little recap for the next time, and I'll tell you what age that is to see, because I want to say, I'm guessing, I want to say it's 50s, but it might be way older. But I'll find out for you. But you.
Awesome.
Like that, do they have a meaning? And it's not just sun damage, right? What are some other good ones? What are some other areas of the face that you're curious about?
Well, what about subconscious patterns before we get into that? Can Chinese face reading reveal subconscious patterns that someone is unaware of?
I think yes, absolutely, because so much of how we present ourselves to the world and how we function in the world is coming directly from the subconscious. It isn't necessarily our conscious mind. Our conscious mind is a small part of who we really are. And so even just like I said, like the joy lines, when we have those, that's an inner joy that's coming from within. It's not that I laugh all the time, right? And just like when we have the lines that go up into the hairline, the manic lines, you know, someone who's manic may not realize that they're manic. They may just think that that's who they are because their subconscious, that mania is coming from the subconscious. So it's all basically coming from that. For
Yeah,
sure.
that's so cool. What about repeated markings or repeated life experiences and things like breakouts in the same area? Does that have any meaning?
I'm sure it does. I do not personally have the answer for that one, but every mark has a meaning, and it would just take a little more depth on my, again, I'm not certified to teach it, but yes, every mark does have meaning. You know, when we can look at, just like if you're familiar with the chakras from Ayurveda, right? You have seven main chakras starting at the root going to the crown. And, you know, I use that one a lot in conjunction when people have issues with their neck. So when someone has, when we're performing a service and your client gets beet red in the neck, my guinea pigs and my students are used to me, but I'll be like, ooh, somebody's blocking something. Someone's not speaking their truth because there's heat, there's retained heat, which is I'm holding something back and it's trying to get out. And so you can see things like that, just like when we have big issues on our cheeks. You know, this is grief. But people are often, you know, grief in our society, we don't necessarily understand. Grief can be very much buried in our subconscious, and we don't experience it, so we don't think it's there.
Right.
This grief, I will just tell you, I'll go ahead and because I don't have any secrets. My parents died when I was seven. They were 9 months apart. And so I have a really interesting life story that would make a great Lifetime made for TV movie. But this grief, which I have worked through, I don't know, I always feel like I have worked through it, but there are still aspects of that creep forward every once in a while. And I don't necessarily realize that it's coming because of how I'm feeling necessarily, but I see it. And so then I sit quietly and I do my meditations and I do my work, which is my personal process. And then it's like, oh, here it comes again, you know, another
Right.
layer, another aspect of that loss, because this is old, this is very old, grief. So,
So interesting. Maybe we could go through each facial feature and talk about what it represents. And maybe you could see if you can read what my face is telling you. And we'll explain it to the audience for whoever is listening to this on audio and isn't seeing the video. So,
Yes.
what do the eyes represent?
Be easiest if I kind of explained it from a Chinese five elements standpoint,
Okay.
because multiple features go with each element. And so if we started with water, water and every element, here's let me do a little very brief overview of the five elements. Water, each element is going to have a season. Foods, area, organs of the body, areas on the face, emotions. There are so many, your body constitution. There are so many ways that the elements are used in Chinese medicine and in ancient Chinese wisdom. And so this is just like the smallest snapshot of that. But when we think of water, so our watery people are typically are more creatives, they're more flowy. Think water flows. Water imbalance flows. So then when we have raging water out of balance, we have a tidal wave. Water can be very destructive. So our water types, yeah. They're super easy goey, all nice and flowy until they're not. And then they take everybody out with them. As well as water folks that are stagnant or stuck, think pond water, right? They're not moving. They're ugh, right? That's how we can think about the water. The organ that is associated with water is the kidneys. And the emotion that is related to the water is fear. Think about it. A lot of people are afraid of water. If you've ever been out on the ocean and you're like, whoa, this is really scary, or you're in deep water, it brings fear. And so then the body constitution, water folks have big bones. So big boned folks are because that's where you create the water, the blood. Right in the bone marrow. Foods that are watery would be things like soups, things that come from the sea. Those are very watery foods. The colors that are associated with water are going to be black, dark colors, dark purples, dark blues, dark greens. Think the colors of deep water. And so on the face, the watery areas are primarily going to be under, well, when I look at someone to see if they are a watery type person, I'm looking at their ears, at their nostrils, and at their eyes, because that's where the water is on the face. You've got earwax, mucus, and tears. And so when someone has really pronounced eyes that our water, you know how some people have very glistening type eyes? It almost looks like they're not red, but it looks like they maybe were crying. Those are watery eyes. That's a sign of a watery person. Someone with good, big, hefty ears. Big ears are watery. Big nostrils are watery. And so we can just extrapolate that this person is going to be a creative, fairly flowy. There are other attributes, but those are the two big ones that pop to my mind. And one of the things that's funny that I kind of came up with on my own was you can tell how someone is, their main constitution is how they sit on the couch. So I have a water body type. I have big ankles. That's where you check is big ankles. And so when I sit on a couch, I don't sit on a couch. I sprawl on the couch. I have my leg up over the bed. You know what I mean? I spread out on that couch, just like water would spread out. So,
Right.
and then the areas that we're going to see issues are going to be like under the eyes. This is a watery area, and so colors mean a lot. My under eye, even in the last couple of days, I had something that I was doing that was new, and there was a lot of anxiety that I was working on, right? I don't shy away from challenges, but man, it was showing up in big areas under my eyes, from the fear. But when we have our adrenal glands sit right on top of the kidneys. So when we're not sleeping, when we're overdoing it, when we're pushing our body beyond where it needs to be, we get the dark circles. And people will say, oh, well, they don't go away. Well, what kind of nourishment are you giving the kidneys? Kidneys like to lay down. Water people like to lay. And so when we, when someone says, oh, well, they don't ever go away, it's because you're not giving them that rest and you're pushing your body more than it wants to. So
Wow.
that's a little bit about water. And then this is a bladder area, which is related to the kidneys, the chin. So, right. So the bladder is going to also be related to the water and hold fear. And so when someone has a really textured chin, or a lot of discoloration in their chin, there's typically a lot of fear there. So,
Interesting.
next element is wood. And wood is going to be the organ of wood is the liver. The season of water is winter. The season of wood is spring. So then the color for wood is going to be green primarily, like a tree, or shoots coming up in the spring. So foods that are very woody are going to be fibrous foods, shoots and sprouts and green foods are very woody foods. The emotion that lives in the liver is frustration. And so we all have frustration. We're supposed to have a little bit of it. It's part of our motivation. It's part of getting us to do things. Wood over expressing is real big anger or forcefulness that is like they're not reading the room and they're just over forcing and pushing too hard. Underused wood is it's not very common, at least in my experience. Underused wood, though, is going to be more of a stagnant, not wanting to grow, right? Think about a tree. A tree wants to grow. We've got trees on the sides of the mountains that you see it grow around a boulder out of seemingly a rock, like with a little tiny bit of dirt. So trees have that determination. The body type of a wood person is going to be tall, thin, long arms, not a lot of shape. So think like a tree. My ex-husband has a very woody body type, and he's a very woody person. And so for him, like when he would sit on the couch, he always sat upright and would maybe stick his legs on the ottoman and cross them. And if he was really he would get his hands back here behind his head. But there was no sprawling on the couch. There was no spreading out. He was very upright. And that's your woody folks. Woody people are good runners. These are people that they have a lot of drive that just like a tree is just going to keep growing. It's not going to stop. That's your wood person. That is their benefit. They can get stuff done. They take it to the finish line. And so then I'm trying to think if I'm missing, did I miss any of the ass? Oh, on the face. Gosh. This area between your brows is a good liver area. The brow bones and the jawbone. So think about those pictures of the men in the military, square, very big brows, very big jaws, right? You're like, ooh, not that they're bad people, but you know that they don't take any guff and they are all about getting it done. right? That's a very woody thing. When someone's got big eyebrows, they've got a lot of wood energy. I have a lot of minor gray now, but I have fairly wiry brows, are also kind of woody. But when the liver, when we're not expressing that frustration effectively, we're going to get areas right here in between the brows. So red is often where we're holding back. We're trying to suppress that. But also when we get lines in here, it's about not expressing that frustration or that anger effectively.
Ooh, I get those sometimes really deeply.
Really, what it is about, I just need to say what I think. I just need to get it out. But we have a very passive aggressive society. No one's allowed to be able to just say what they think. Everybody's got to worry about hurting everybody's feelings. And I'm not saying everybody needs to run around being a complete jerk, but we need to learn how to express ourselves in a confident, non-threatening way. And
Yeah.
that helps with this. So speak it, and women are this is a big thing for women because for generations we've been silenced, right? So that's a whole nother episode. Then when we talk about fire, our fire folks, they are gonna have freckles. Freckles is a first cue that you've got fire. Red hair, fire. Fire folks are gonna be drier skinned, they're going to wrinkle faster than other folks, typically speaking. Think about the fire is going to dry things out, and when something burns, it shrivels and right. So it's not that they have bad skin, it's their constitution. And so our the organ of the fire, it's well, the season is summer, and then the organ is the heart. And so passion comes from the heart. And so we want to be, our fire folks are also the I want to go, go, go and play, but they don't have a lot of endurance. So the fire likes to burn really brightly and then it goes out. So, but they're a lot of fun. They're gregarious. You like being around your fire people. I have a former student who was the perfect example of fire. She was this strawberry little petite tiny blonde, and she talked really fast and she moved like a little imp, like she was just all over the place, and you just couldn't help but smile when she was around. And so when I laugh and I say, well, when you want to see how a fire person is going to sit on the couch, they don't sit on the couch. They sit on the arm, they sit on the back, they stand up, they sit on the coffee table, they're crossing their legs on the floor, and then they're back up on the couch. That's how a fire person that's primarily fire is going to be. Red foods, hot foods, spicy foods, those are very fiery things. Our earth folks are going to be our just think about the earth, quiet, slow, calm, right? Earth people, you can spot an earth person. Their face is going to be very round, very big lips, because the mouth, the organ of the earth is the stomach. And so we take in the earth into the stomach. So big mouth, big lips is very earthy. That round face, fleshy. Our earth folks are not wiry people. They've got plumpness. They are the best huggers. When you have an earth person and you need a hug, that's who you go to, because you just melt into them. They feel so good when you hug them. And our earth people are, there's not a lot of variation for an earth person. They're very stable, unlike a fire person who's kind of a lot more all over the place. And so when we, oh, and then the emotion though of an earth person that's in the stomach is worry. And so think about it. They're the nurturers. They worry a lot more than others. And they take on other people's issues. Earth people are kind of like sponges. Foods for Earth are brown foods, beef, late fall or late summer, so harvest foods, orange, gold, those sorts of things, earth tones. And so then we move into metal. I'm trying to speed up because I don't know what our timing is, but metal folks are, think fall. So we're in a metal time right now in December, and the colors are going to be whites and pastels. The organ of the metal person is the lungs, so the emotion is grief. The foods are going to be like white foods, like potatoes and rice and things like that. Very salty, metallic type things. The personality of your metal person is going to be very, they are your organizer. Your metal person is the precision person. So think sharp like a knife. They want things tidy. They want it. Like I can always tell with my students, they're all sitting around the conference table, and my metal people, their binders are very organized, and then you've got your fire people who couldn't organize it to save their life. And so the so yeah, but grief is the emotion of metal. And so in Chinese medicine with the elements, what you're trying to do is you're trying to balance all of the elements ultimately. We all have one or two that are maybe our lead element, but we want to try and balance them as much as possible. And so I'll, when I'm working with my students and I'm kind of showing them this stuff and I start talking to them, they're all excited when they find out they're an earth or they're a water or what have you. But then I'll come to some students and I'm like, you're very balanced. Like they have all of the attributes. And that's ultimately the goal, is to be pretty balanced. And that's ultimately what Chinese medicine is about balance. So I believe I mentioned it in the US with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's all piled on top of each other. It's so backwards because this is winter. This is when we're supposed to be quiet. And we're not honoring that season with all of the activity and all of the busyness. So it's no wonder that people are out of balance and get sick a lot in this time of year in the States and Canada. So at least y'all don't have to deal with Thanksgiving. But so you can use the elements to balance each other. Water puts out fire, fire melts metal, metal cuts down the tree. The earth suck or the tree sucks the nutrients out of the earth, and the earth makes the water muddy. And so when you have two opposing elements, if you will, you can find that you can go back and forth between the two a lot. So for example, someone who has a lot of earth and a lot of water, they might have a hard time making decisions because things get so muddy, right? That analogy piece really works with it. A person that's very metal and very woody, they want it done with precision. They want it done their way, and there's no other way to do it. They are the get it done and get it done my way. Right? Your earth people are very much about the peacemaker. They are about grounding. So if you think about the five elements, if you have a group, let's say at work, and you're trying to get a project created, if you have someone from every element or every element is represented, it flows because everybody's got their role. So,
So does everybody
yeah.
kind of flow through the elements, or each person has a specific one that they attribute most with? And when you say that like foods and colors are related to each element, does that mean that those types of people are more drawn to that type of food? Or we can use that to
See?
counter, like, what do you mean by the foods and the colors?
Sure. So, for example, let's say I am, because I have fire. You can't see my freckles anymore. I'm very dry, and definitely lines show on my face. So I'm fire. I'm water. I have all of them. I have a lot of metal tendencies, although I can silence it pretty easily with my pointy nose. My brows and my jaw isn't as pronounced as it needs to be real woody, but I have that ability. And earth, I've got that flesh. It's not true earth though. So for me, if I'm stuck, because my water, I'm too watery, right? I get stuck in creative. I can spend so much time just in my imagination and loll away lots of time. Red things, spicy things, being near fire, those kinds of things bring out the fire and enhance the fire to get me going. And so, right, so just like someone who is overly woody, go, 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 they need some metal. They need some precision to come in. So some white foods, some salt, and it'll slow them down a little bit and balance out that wood. So you can use the other elements, the foods, the colors. You know, I wear a lot of black. I resonate with watery colors. I don't resonate with metal colors. And that's my least prominent element that I have. So it's always in flow because everything is always flowing. But when you start to see it and learn about it, it's fascinating because it makes so much sense. And it makes so much sense just like in nature. So
So are you able to tell the type of personality that I have just by looking at my face?
you have a good amount of metal. Are you metal? Are you
So
an organized, precision person?
not obsessively, but I could be, yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that you're obsessively metal. Your nose isn't a completely metal nose, but definitely you have the aquiline features, very refined features that show me that you have some good metal. You like so when we have a little cleft in the chin, you have a little one. So folks with this like to be seen. This is fire. So you like to be like that's why you're doing what you're doing. You're okay being in front of people. You like people. You're not afraid to show yourself. You do have fire. The lighting is hard for me to tell, like your skin tone and that and such, but your dimples, that's another fire. So you like to have fun?
Oh, yes, that's me. Yeah,
Okay.
total fun. Yeah, for sure.
You don't come off to me as super woody, so you're not a roll over somebody. You're not gonna just beat them up, you know, just like steamroller. That's not coming off as your
No.
style. What do I want to say? It's interesting that you said that you've always been in your masculine, because with your widow's peak, that's a very feminine. So I don't know if you've always had that or if you have just grown a widow's peak, but that's a very feminine sign, to have
I
that.
mean, I'm very feminine in the way I present, but I have a lot of masculine tendencies in terms of my behaviors. But I've always like presented more feminine, if that makes sense.
Okay, yes. So yes, because when you said you have a lot of masculine, I don't see a whole lot of masculine. I see a lot of feminine, and that's a good thing.
And that is a good thing. I've been working on it.
You have great purpose lines. So when So I don't know how old you are, and you don't have to
41.
say. You're 41. Okay, your purpose lines are on point because we like people like to badmouth their purpose lines and oh, I don't like those. No, in Chinese face reading, those mean that you're living your purpose. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And they change based on what you're doing. And so by the time you're 50, they should be down to the corners of your mouth. So you're right where they should be. So you're doing great. So again, this is something that people in our society see as a bad thing. I see it as a good thing. When I see it. So we change also what we think of as pretty or beautiful based on what we know that meaning is. Whenever we have a line, so I have this a real deep crease right here in the chin. You have a little bit of that, and that's the retirement line. That's for when you're 60. So if you have that line, pardon me, before you're 60, you're pushing a little hard. And should be kinder to yourself. Pardon me. And then I mentioned earlier, so if you turn your face to the side a little bit, so see how you have a feet, like there's some surface area here, right? You've got good surface area. So you're able to take on a lot. You don't blow quickly. You're able to absorb a lot of what comes at you. And before you're gonna blow. So you have a lot of friends. Your eyebrows, are those your real eyebrows?
They
They're
are, yeah.
beautiful. And they come, your t the tail of your brow comes down nicely. You have lots of friends. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, I have a lot of good people in my life, yeah.
Let me see. I would say you're fairly balanced. Let me see your ears. I wish I could. Oh, you do have lovely ears. Look at those. Oh, I like your ears. Good ears, right? And so your eyes are a little bit watery. You don't have big eyes, but they're watery. Let me see. Sorry. Oh, let me see your nose. Yeah, you've got a lot of water. That's where that creative piece comes in. That's why you're doing what you're doing. From the front, your ears look small, just the way your hair is. But oh, those are you a risk taker?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. Your
Adrenaline
ears say
junkie.
that, yeah, you're a risk taker. And that's based on the width of the ear. So
Interesting.
I would feel what your ear feels like to tell you a little bit more. But
Wow.
oh, is this firm cartilage when you move it forward? It's pretty medium. Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah, those are great ears.
That's so interesting. It's sad to me that people are getting things like Botox to like cover these things up, you know?
I think that yes, and I mean, because I've never, people ask me all the time, you're a nurse and you're an esthetician, why don't you do injections? And it's because that doesn't resonate with me at all. If it resonates with you, by all means, go do you do you. But I don't want to alter my face because as much as I see how what comes from within and our subconscious and everything changes our face, well, what happens when we start changing our face? Do we then change the within? And I don't want to go messing with that. I want to do it where I'm actually making those changes intentionally and not by accident. But I can't speak to that, but that's just been one of the things. And I think our society and the media and everything has gotten us into such a skewed sense of beauty. You heard it all the time when you're a kid, beauty comes from within, and it was so trite, but it really does. When you are whole, when you are confident in who you are, when you love yourself, when you feel worthy and you are filling your cup, and then you're allowing that cup to overflow to serve and help others and be a joy to be around. So that when you walk into a room, you're able to skew the energy into the positive versus when we've had those people that come in the room and it sucks the life out of the room, right? When we're able to do that, it's so, person looks like everybody perceives that person as a beautiful person because it's coming from here. It's not coming just from here. So as much as I understand we want to have nice brows and all of those things, I also really want to empower my students, empower other folks in my life to recognize that the inner work is where the true beauty and true thriving is going to come from.
Yeah. So before we go for the day, I would love for you to tell everybody where they can find out more information about you and what you do. And then if you can answer this, if the face is a map, what does it look like when someone fully aligns with their inner world and their outer world?
You know, that goes into the Shen, that goes into their life purpose. Lillian's courses, she had the golden path. And still check out the Lotus Institute and get information from them in Seattle. They have her in her classes still because they're recorded, which is so brilliant. But when we're living our life purpose, it shows. There is a glow that comes from within. It's in the eyes. You really see the Shen in someone's eyes. And that you really can't fake. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us quickly more about what you do, where people can find more information about you.
Sure. I own the White Magnolia Advanced Skincare Institute in Fort Collins, Colorado. And I recently launched a program to online for estheticians. It's called the Integrative Esthetician. And this course is all about getting estheticians to go deeper. Traditional aesthetics education is very shallow, it is very limiting, and doesn't provide the tools that a professional needs to really connect with their clients and to be safe. And to really have results. And so that's what that course is all about. And so at my website, the whitemagnoliaskininstitute.com, you can find information about the school, about the course, about me, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here today. That was such an interesting conversation. I'm sure everybody is studying their face in the mirror right now, wondering what it all means.
You bet, you bet. And I will find out what that spot means and let you know next time.
Beautiful. Thanks again for being here. What a beautiful conversation. And to our audience, get curious. Every line, every wrinkle, every feature has a specific meaning based on who you are. Get curious. And for more information, we will have the links in the show notes for you. Please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. Until next time, take care, everyone.